请弟兄姊妹们一同翻到诗篇七十三篇。
Brothers and sisters, please turn with me to Psalm 73.
早晨，愿和弟兄姊妹一同来看诗篇七十三篇。
And this morning we will consider together Psalm 73.
翻到以后，我想我们一起把这一篇一起来读一遍。用英文的就用英文，用中文就用中文。
After you found, you found the psalm, let's read it in unison, both in English and in Chinese, please.
七十三篇第一节。
Psalm 73, verse 1.
神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。至于我，我的脚几乎失散，我的脚险些滑跌。我见恶人和狂傲人想平安，就心怀不平。他们死的时候没有疼痛，他们的力量却也壮实。他们不向别人受苦，也不向别人遭灾，所以骄傲如链子戴在他们的项上，强暴像衣裳遮住他们的身体。他们的眼睛因体胖而突出，他们所得的过于心里所想的。他们讥笑人，凭恶意说欺压人的话。他们说话自高，他们的口亵渎上天，他们的舌诽谤全地。所以神的名归到这里，喝尽了满杯的苦水。他们说，神怎能晓得至高者岂有知识呢？看哪，这就是恶人，他们既是常享安逸，财宝便加增。我实在突然洁净了我的心，突然洗手表明无故，因为我终日遭灾难，每早晨受惩治。我若说我要这样讲，这就是以奸诈待你的众子。我思索怎能明白这事，心看眼看时系为难。等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的崛起，你实在把他们安在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中。他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉，他们被惊恐昧尽了。人睡醒了怎样看梦，主啊，你醒了也必照样轻看他们的影像。因而我心里发酸，肺腑被刺。我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如刺猬一般。然而我常与你同在，你缠着我的右手。你要以你的训言引导我，以后必接我到荣耀里。除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。远离你的必要死亡，凡离弃你行邪淫的，你都灭绝了。但我亲近神是以我有益，我以主耶和华为我的避难所，好叫我述说你一切的作为。请我们低头一同祷告。
You have bowed, please let's have a word prayer.
主，我们感谢你，早晨众儿女们仍然一同来到你施恩的座前。
Lord, thank you this morning. All your children have come before you.
在你复活早晨，我们要用内心最深处的感谢赞美来归给你。
In the morning of your resurrection, we will offer all our thanksgiving praises to you from the very innermost being of ours.
因为这是你复活得胜的日子。
Because this is the victorious day of your resurrection.
因着你复活，我们今天才能活在你面前。
And because of you have been raised up, so today we can live in your presence.
因着你复活，就带给我们荣耀的盼望。
And because of your resurrection, you have brought us this glorious hope.
那我们今天能够因着这个盼望活在你面前。
So that today, because of this hope, we could live before you.
我们感谢你，因着你话语的恩典的供应，让我们常常能够学习进到你面前来。
Lord, thank you for your gracious provision of your word, so often we can come in your presence.
因着你话语的亮光，叫我们今天能够活在光明的当中。
And also because of the light of your word.Today we could live in the light.
既然应着的话，我们能行走在地上，就不在黑暗里面行走。
And also because of your word, today we can walk in light and not in darkness.
因此，早晨我们呢一同仰望在你面前，求你借着你的话在向我们说话。
Lord, this morning, once again, we look unto you, speak to us through your word.
那我们在这里用一个简单的信心来接受你所要赐给我们的话语。
So that with simple faith, we will receive all the word you will bestow upon us.
好叫这些话因着信心的调和就能够成为我们生命的经历。
So that all these words being combined with faith will become the very experience of our life.
我们仰望你当一早晨你正是这样与我们同在。
Lord, we simply hope in you. Be with us all this morning.
在这里宝血划定界限然后让我们在信心里面等候你自己向我们施恩典。
Your precious blood mark out the territory so that in faith we will wait on your grace.
我们将祷告都奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 早晨我们和弟兄姊妹一同来看诗篇七十三篇。
Brothers and sisters, this morning we will consider together Psalm 73.
我们说到圣经里面的诗篇呢，都是那些旧约圣徒他们在神面前的一些的属灵的经历。
We mentioned that all the Psalm is the experience of the saints in Old Testament before God.
因着这些经历，他们所发表出来的一个感觉。
And this is their very feeling obtained from all these experiences.
也因着这个些经历，叫他们对神有更多认识。
So because of these experiences, they have come to a deeper understanding of God.
也更多知道他的道路。
And deeper understanding of God's way.
而这些经历也就成为他们属灵生命的一部分。
Therefore, all their experiences have become part of their spiritual life.
所以从这个生命里面所发表出来一些话呢，就成为一篇美丽的生命的诗章。
So that all these words coming from their experiences compose of this beautiful song.
因为这些都是从生命经历里面所发表出来的，所以就能够带给我们那个生命的一些的供应。
And because this is the manifestation of their life experience, so they are able to provide for our experiences.
我们知道这些经历都是说到他们在生活里面的一种学习。
And all these experiences speak of their learning of their spiritual life.
一种的操练。
A kind of exercise in the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们属灵生活里面，若是我们有一些操练，有一些实习，一些学习的话，这些就成为我们生命的一些经历。
So brothers and sisters, likewise, if we have this kind of spiritual experiences, spiritual exercise, all this will bring to us all this wonderful spiritual experience.
这样的经历就成为我们生命的一个实际。
And these experiences will become the very reality of our spiritual life.
而这些经历就成为我们生命的一种见证。
And they also become the very testimony of our life.
这些经过学习、经过操练以后所出来的生命是一种扎实的生命。
And this kind of life, which has been obtained through exercise, through real experiences, has now become our personal experience.
是经得起环境考验的一种生命。
Which can, be trialed under all kinds of circumstances.
我想诗篇里面的诗篇里面的每一篇都有这样的性质，都有这样的特性。
Therefore, every chapter of the whole psalm has this kind of characteristic.
那么诗篇七十三篇它到底是讲论什么呢？
Now, Psalm 73, exactly what is the psalmist talking about?
诗篇七十三篇乃是讲到一件事情。
This psalm speaks of one thing.
为何作恶的人，那些恶人，他们道路常常是横通的呢？
Why do the wicked always seem to have the prosperous way?
而他们所过生活都是那么安逸呢
？And they have a very easy life.
而义人那些敬畏神的人，为什么常常他们需要遭受许多的苦难
？But why is the righteous those who fear God always have to go through all the afflictions?
为什么他们生活里面常常遇到许多的难处
？Why is it they encounter so many troubles in their life?
做事的人心中有这样的困惑。
Now.This is a kind of puzzlement in the psalmist.
当人在思想的时候，这些的时候呢，我们常问到神的爱、神的公义到底是在哪里呢
？As we are considering the same thing, we often ask, "Where is God's law? Where is His?"
神的爱和公义到底怎样才能够调和在一起
？How can these two be combined in balance?
做事的人，这是一个清心的人。
This psalmist is a man of a pure heart.
他还是个敬畏神的人。
He is also the man who fears God.
这个问题一直在他心中，在那里困惑着他。
However, the same question continues to puzzle him.
这个问题在他心中一直搅扰他，在他里面有许多挣扎。
It continues to bother him. Therefore, in his heart, he has so much disturbance.
因这些问题，他在那里受熬炼。
And because of all these questions being pondering in his heart, he has been tried.
最后，这个做事的人，他怎样从这样的环境里面，从这样困惑里面出来呢？
And in the end, how the psalmist finally comes out of this kind of situation.
这是诗篇73篇所告诉我们的。
And this is what Psalm 73 tells us.
我想，不仅诗篇73篇的作者面临到这样的问题。
Not only are the psalmist faces this kind of question.
每一个时代，许多爱主的弟兄姊妹，他们同样遭遇到这个问题。
But in every generation, all those of God's children who love Him face the same dilemma.
因着这个问题，他们信心在那里受了挑战。
And because of this issue, their faith is being challenged.
他们信心受了疑惑。
And their faith is being puzzled.
他们在那里对神产生了疑问。
And right there, they have this doubt about their God.
到底这些问题的答案在哪里？
So where is the answer to all these issues?
我想这是每个世代人，许多人在问着同样的问题。
And I believe throughout the generations, people ask the same question.
特别在这个末了更黑暗的时代里面，我想这个问题一定是在许多神儿女当中。 有了许多困惑,
especially in this dark end time, the same question must have roused up so many doubts among God's children.
这篇诗篇我们可以给它题目来是叫做神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
And this psalm can be titled as Truly God is good to Israel to such as pure in heart.
做事的人一开头在那里对神有一个信心的一个宣告。
Here the psalmist in at the very beginning has made this declaration in faith.
他宣告什么呢?
What does he declare?
神实在恩待以色列那些清心的，应该直接翻译过身，神实在是良善的，对那些以色列清心的人。
Truly God is good to Israel to such as are pure in heart.
神是那个良善的神。
God is the good God.
但是神真是那么良善吗?
But is God really that good?
对神，他是不是真有这样的信心吗？
Does psalmist really have this kind of faith toward this God?
当我们继续读第二节到第十六节的时候，我们看见似乎好像他不是那么有信心的一个人。
As we continue to read from verse 2 to verse 16, it seems that the psalmist doesn't have that kind of faith.
因为他这个信心在那里。
Because right there, his faith is being tried.
在那里我们看读的时候，我们发觉这个人不是一个有信心的，反而他是个疑惑的人。
As we read these verses, it doesn't seem like the psalmist is a man of faith, but a man of doubt.
正如雅各书第一章那里所告诉我们的。
Just as James chapter 1 tells us.
一个疑惑的人，他像海中的波浪被风吹动。
He who doubts is like the sea being tossed back and forth.
他在那里翻腾,
and there he is running, turning around. He is not at ease.
所以我们看见那个做事的人在那里失去了那个平安。
So here we see the psalmist has lost his peace.
他活在他自己眼见的环境的里面。
He simply lives within the visible in circumstances.
他活在他许多委屈的里面。
He simply lives in so many injustices.
他活在他自己一点的知识的里面。
Lives within such a little confinement of his knowledge.
他更是活在许多痛苦的里面。
He even lives in so many pains that he encounters.
我们可以说，这个从二节到十六节说到，这个人是活在他自己的里面。
Therefore, we can conclude that from verse 2 to 16 that this man lives within himself.
所以他在那里。 信心受在那里受了很大的一个搅扰。
Therefore, his faith is greatly disturbed.
所以弟兄姊妹，当一个人在说他有信心的时候，或是说好像他说出一些非常把握的话的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when a person says he's a man of faith, and oh, sometimes he speaks such words of assurance.
他觉得他好像可以为神做一些事情的时候
，As though he feels he's able to do something for God.
这些都要经过环境的一个考验。
All these will be tested by circumstances.
没有经过环境的考验，那个信心不够实在。
Without this circumstantial test, that this faith is not solid.
我们看以色列百姓。
Let's consider Israelites.
当他们出了埃及三个月，来到西乃山底下的时候。
Three months after they left Egypt, when they came to the foot of the Mount Sinai.
神呼召摩西上了山。
And God called Moses to come up to the mountain.
神在那里对摩西说了一些话。
There, God said a few things to Moses.
然后说你去把这句话告诉以色列百姓。
And he told Moses to retell these words to Israelites.
摩西下山就召集那些百那些长老，然后就把神的话陈述在他们面前。
Therefore, Moses went downstairs, went down the mountain and called all the elders and made clear all of God's words.
我想那些话是说在以色列百姓的当中。
And I believe those words were spoken into the hearing of
Israelites. 当他们听完摩西所说的话以后
，After they had heard what Moses told them.
告诉我们说，百姓同声回答说
：“The Bible says that all the people answer in unison。”
凡耶和华所说的，我们都必遵行。
That the Lord has said that we will do。
我们看以色列百姓，他们一同心，他们一条心。
We see here all the Israelites were in one heart.
并且他们很有信心的说，凡耶和华所吩咐的，我们必都遵守。
And very confidently they declare that whatever the Lord says, that we will do.
但是后面没有多久，我们看见。
But not soon after we see.
摩西再次上山领受神的颁布的律法的时候。
Once again, as Moses went up to the mountain to receive the commandments that God had given him.
因为摩西迟迟不下山，以色列百姓在山底下就开始拜起金牛犊来。
Not even when Moses came down from the mountain, all the Israelites at the foot of the mountain had started worshiping the golden calf.
这离他们说我们必凡耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵守，没有太长的时间。
This is really not that long after, right after they had said, whatever the Lord's commandments are, that those we will do.
好像他们在那里信心的一个表白，马上就受了一个很大的一个打击。
Right there, the declaration of their faith is dealt with a big blow.
他们马上失败了。
Right away, they failed.
他们马上在犯罪得罪神了。
Immediately, they sinned. Against their God.
我们看见新约里面有一个人物
，and we also see there's one person in New Testament，
就是那个门徒彼得
，that is Apostle Peter。
当主耶稣到最后的时候，对那些门徒们说
，at the end of the Lord's earthly ministry， the Lord Jesus said to his disciples，
他很快就要上耶路撒冷去，要受受那个长老文士许多的苦。
Very soon he would go up to Jerusalem and to suffer afflictions in the hands of the elders and the scribes.
耶稣对那些门徒说
Therefore Jesus told his disciples
特别对西门彼得说
And especially to Simon Peter
他说西门西门撒旦要得你们要得着你们
Simon Simon Satan wants to gain you
要塞你们像塞麦子一样
To sift you as wheat
但我已为你祈求
But I have prayed for you.
叫你不至于失去信心
So that you will not lose your faith.
当你回头以后呢，你要坚固你的弟兄
After you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren.
彼得来在那里马上回答耶稣说
So right away Peter on that spot answered Jesus.
主啊，我同以下监，甚至同以受苦，我都是甘心的。
Lord, I'm willing to be to go to prison or to suffer with you.
主耶稣马上回答。西门说
，And Lord Jesus right away answered Simon.
今日鸡还没有叫之前呢，你要三次不认我。
Today before the crow sounded three times, you will deny me.
我们看彼得在那好像对主很有信心，对他自己也很有信心。
And right there, we see Peter was so confident about himself.
他不像其他的门徒。
He wasn't like the other apostles.
但是我们知道底下所发生的事情是什么。
But we know what exactly happened.
彼得是第一个否认主的门徒。
Peter was the very one who denied the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当一个人站在师父好像非常有信心，说一些非常有把握的话的时候。
So brothers and sisters, as we seem to be so confident in talking about the things of God,
这些都要经过环境的一个考验。
All these will be tested through circumstances.
我们看这个作诗的人。
And here we see the psalmist.
不错，在第一节里面，他站在有个信心的一个宣告。
Indeed, in verse 1, he has made this declaration of faith.
他相信神实在是良善的。
He truly believed that God is good.
他相信神是要恩待那些以色列清心的人。
He truly believes God will deal bountifully toward those who are pure in heart.
但是这个信心实在需要经过很多的一个试验。
However, this faith has to be going through many, many trials.
那我们再从十七节读到末了的时候
，As we read from verse 17 to the end,
我们看见这个信心的确正在经过了考验。
Here, indeed, his faith is truly tested.
所以第一节呢，也可以把它摆在这一篇诗的最后一节。
Therefore, we could also place verse 1 toward the very end.
当他从17节到28节，他经过这样信心的考验以后，他重新能够再说，神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
So through the test of his faith from verse 18 till the end, then he can really make the declaration that God is good to those who are pure in heart.
他再次说这样的话的时候，那是表明这是信心一个得胜。
When he makes the same statement, that's the statement of the victory in faith.
他很能够从他经历里面，他很能够确定的，很有信心的说，神实在是良善的那一位。
From his experiences now, he's so sure that God is good.
神实在是那恩待以色列那些清心的人那一位。
God is the very one who is good, who does good to such as
pure in heart. 为什么他有这样的转变呢？
Why did he have such a change?
这乃是从十七节以后所告诉我们的他的一个经历。
This is being spelled out from experiences from after verse 17.
他不再活在自己眼见的一个环境的事物里面。
He no longer lives all the visible circumstances.
这个人乃是活在神的面前。
Instead, this man lives before God.
这个人乃是活在神的里面。
This man lives in God.
他在那里看见了将来永远的事。
There he sees the future, the eternity to come.
他知道这些恶人最终的结局是完全不一样的。
And he also knows the totally different outcome for all those wicked.
所以如果是把第一节的话摆在最后面，我想让更是一个合适的一个地方。
So I think it's more aptly to place verse 1 toward the end.
因为经过经历以后，这个信心再次所发表出来这个话，那实在是一个真实的一个信心。
Because after experiences, after his faith has been tested, the declaration he makes is truly the one of true faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要在许多环境里面来试验我们这个人。
So brothers and sisters, we do need to be tested in all kinds of circumstances.
是的，我们看见当他在那一开头说神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
Here we see at the very beginning the psalmist says that God is good to such as are pure in heart.
他知道他相信神是良善，是恩待那些清心的人。
He knows that God is good and he's good to those who have pure heart.
但是第二节他马上说是以我。
But right away in verse 2,But as for me,
这位良善的神对于我又是怎么样呢？
How does this good God deal with me?
是不是真的是那么良善？
Is he really that good?
他真的是那么恩待那些清心的人吗？
Is he really gracious to all those who have pure hearts?
至于我，我的脚几乎要失散，我的脚险些滑跌。
As for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped.
我们看这个人在那行走的时候，他摇摆不定了。
As we see this man walking but wavering.
他在那里好像海水上面也翻腾不定。
Just as the waves of the sea is raging.
他说他要失散了，他要跌倒了。
He said, I almost slipped, and I'm almost stumbled.
为什么他有这样的感觉呢？
Why did he have such a feeling?
因为第三节他告诉我们。
Because from verse 3 we read,
他说我看见恶人和狂傲人想平安，我就心怀不平。
For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
弟兄姊妹，我们常想一个信主的人，一个敬畏神的人，他应该是有平安的。
Brothers and sisters, don't we often think that a person who believes in God, who fears God, should have peace?
因为以赛亚在那里也告诉我们说，
Because Isaiah tells us,
必恶人必没有平安。
The wicked have no peace.
他们像海中的波浪在翻腾，必没有平静。
They are like the raging waves of the sea, they have no rest.
但他眼前所看见的恶人，那些狂傲人，他们却是享平安。
But here, to the psalmist, all those boastful, those wicked, they enjoy their peace.
用这恶人是什么人呢？
Brothers and sisters, what are these wicked?
我想在诗篇里面讲到恶人，是讲到那些不信神的人。
In Psalm, whenever it speaks of the wicked, it speaks of the unbelievers.
那些不敬畏神的人。
Those who do not believe
God. 那些站在与神敌对的人。
They stand in a position to oppose against God.
这些人都是被称为恶人。
And all these people are called the wicked.
我们想这些人应该是个没有平安的人。
And we suppose these people should be those without peace.
而那些信主的人，那些敬畏神的人，他们应该是享平安才对。
As opposed to who believe in God, who fear God, they should have peace.
所以当世人看见这些恶人、狂傲人在那边享平安的时候，他里面心怀不平。
Therefore, when the psalmist sees all those who boast for the wicked are enjoying their peace,
他在想怎么有这样事情呢？
He's fretting. He's thinking, how could this thing be?
第四节他就继续解释说他们怎么样享平安。
Now, verse 4, the psalmist continues to describe what kind of peace they enjoy.
他们死的时候没有疼痛，他们力量却是壮实。
For there are no pains in their death, but their strength is firm.
弟兄姊妹，我们常想说，一个人没有信主的人，他面对死亡的时候，他会恐惧不安。
Brothers and sisters, we often think a person who does not believe in God facing death, he should have fear, he should have this unrest and panic.
这是我们常常许多有这样的观念。
We often have this kind of notion.
但是在实际经历里面呢，经验里面。
But in real experiences.
因着服事的关系，我常常有机会在一些临死病人的床边看他们怎样过世。
And because of my service, I often have this opportunity to see the conditions of those who are dying at the sick bed.
有时候和那些不信主的家属一同在那病人的床边，看见那个病人在临死的时候呢。
And a lot of times, together with this patient's unbelieving families, and I was observing this dying person.
那些不信主的人，他们死的时候的确是很平安的，很安详的，很平静的这样离去。
Many of the non-believing patients simply died with ease, with peace.
正如圣经在这里所说，他们死的时候没有疼痛。
And just as the verse says that there are no visible pains in their death.
反而有时候看一些弟兄们年老过世的时候那个光景。
On the contrary, sometimes I observe elderly brothers and sisters as they are passing away.
他们在过世的那一刹那，他们牙齿咬得紧紧的。
As the very moment of their passing away, their teeth were so tightly
bit.
Their eyelids were so tightly shut.
那种痛苦的表情令人非常难过。
And so grieving to see their painful expressions.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们眼前所看见的这些实际的情形。
Brothers and sisters, these are the real situations that we face.
他们的确是力量却也壮实。
These people's strengths are firm.
他们真是无疾而终。
They simply pass away in peace.
他们真是寿终正寝。
And they finally reach the very completion of their old age.
这是这个做事人他所看见的一个情形，他所经历的一个情形。
And this is exactly the experience this psalmist has come to experience.
当我们看见这样情形的时候，我们里面是不是会像他一样心怀不平呢？
Brothers and sisters, when you observe this kind of situations, don't you fret in your heart, thinking it's so unfair?
我们不是说当蒙恩的儿女，当我们面对死亡的时候，我们是非常平安的这样离开这个世界吗？
Don't we always say that all of us who are God's children having his faith when we are about to depart from the world, we should have this peace.
我们不是说那些不信主的，他面对死亡的时候，他们会恐惧战惊吗？
As opposed to those non-believers facing death, shouldn't they tremble and they fear?
但是好像我们的经历里面好像不是这样子。
However, our experiences do not agree with our.
第五节继续说，他们不向别人受苦，也不向别人遭灾。
And verse 5, they are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like other men. It seems that everything they touch is going so well and smooth. They do not encounter too many problems in life.
他们工作，他们家庭，他们儿女，好像一切都是非常美好。
Their work, their family, their children, they all seem to be wonderful.
好像他们不信神，比我们这些信神的人好像过得还更好一点。
As though these people, even though they do not live a believing God, have a better, smoother life than we.
甚至他们去拜那些偶像，求平安，这些平安就临到他们身上。
And sometimes they go to worship the idol to ask for peace, and the peace does come upon them.
我们想说这些不信主的，他们也不错。
So we think it's not bad not believing God.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是曾也有这样过的疑惑呢？
Brother and sister, have we ever had the same kind of puzzlement?
他们不向别人招灾，而当我们信主以后，我们在服侍跟随主的时候，为什么难处那么多？
They are not plagued by troubles. Why is it we who believe in Him, who serve Him, and we encounter all kinds of afflictions?
我们说他们是信假信。拜那些偶像假神，我们所信的是个真神。
We say they worship idols; those are false gods, and we believe in true God.
那假神反而祝福他们，我们所信的真神反而不祝福我们。
Why does the false gods bless them as opposed to our God who does not bless us?
弟兄姊妹，当我们去思想这些的时候，你的感觉、你的反应如何
？Brothers and sisters, as you consider all these things, what's your take on it.
当你去看这些情形，当你去比较这些情形的时候，你的心是不是也是在这里像所说心怀不平呢？
As you observe these things, as you compare among them, do you have the same feeling as the psalmist says here? He is envious, he frets.
我们这些信了主的人好像没有比别人好。
Those of us who believe in God do not fare any better than
others. 我们所遭遇也没有比他们那么顺利。
Our encounter does not go as well as others either.
用什么？我们信心在那里就受了一些的考验。
Right here, brothers and sisters, is where our faith is being tested.
甚至许多人就在这个关键里面，他们就真是跌倒了，他们就沉沦下去了。
Many people at this threshold, they fall and they sink.
他们就不再信了。
No longer do they believe in God.
并且他看见这些恶人的时候，他说他们因着他们有这样的情形，所以他们骄傲如链子戴在他们项上。
And also the psalmist observed that these people, their pride serves as their necklace. Violence covers them like a garment.
就是骄傲就成为他们有个装饰。
And this pride of theirs has become adornment.
这些装饰就可以显给人看，来成为他们的夸耀，他们的荣耀。
To others, which actually serves as their pride.
因为他们所过生活，他们所经历的，的确是可以来成为他们的一个夸耀。
Because their lives, experiences do serve as their boast.
要显给别人看。
To show off to others.
因为他们在各方的表现的确是值得他们来可以夸口的。
It seems in every aspect of their life there is something to be boasted about.
强暴像衣裳遮住他们的身体。
And violence covers them like a garment.
因为他们显出来他们的能力、他们才干、他们那种智慧。
It seems that the intelligence, their talents, their capabilities.
就成为他们，好像成为他们衣服，可以保护他们。
Have become like a garment to protect them.
人不敢侵犯他们，人要反而要尊重这样的人。
Men do not dare to step on their toes. They have to respect people.
不仅这样子。
Not only so.
第七节又说，他们的眼睛因体胖而突出。
Their eyes bulge with abundance.
为什么他们眼睛体胖而突出呢？
Why do their eyes bulge with fatness?
因为他们生活得好，他们吃得好，他们营养又好。
Because they have such a wonderful life, they have a healthy nutrition. Everything.
所以从他们眼神里面就看出他们那个得意的那个样子。
So from their look, you could see they're so complacent.
弟兄姊妹，看见过这样的人吗？
Brothers and sisters, have you seen people like this?
我想多少少我们都会见过这样的不幸的人，他们这样的表现。
And more or less, we do believe that we have seen non-believers acting like this.
以下说，他们所得的过于心里所想的。
And they have more than heart could wish.
他们心里想赚一百万就可以了。
In their heart, they suppose they could earn $1 million. And they didn't expect to earn double that amount, $2 million.
你说他们怎么不得意呢?
Now, how could you not say they cannot help but to be proud?
他们怎么不以他们这样的情形作为他们的夸口呢?
Of course, they would boast about their situation.
因着他们的生活经历是这样子。
This is because their life experiences are
so. 所以第八节说，他们就在讥笑人，他们就在恶意说欺压人的话。
Therefore, they scoff and speak wickedly concerning oppression.
所以我们看见他们就看不起别人，特别看不起那些信主的人。
So they look down on others, especially those who believe in God.
看不起那些倾心敬畏神的人。
They despise those who fear God with pure heart.
你们信耶稣有什么益处呢？
What good is it for you to believe in Jesus?
你们说靠神，但是靠神的结果比我这些不靠神的人还落魄。
You say leaning on God, but you do not fare as well as I, who do not believe in God.
所以他们说话就知道。Therefore,
they speak loftily.
他们甚至在那里亵渎神，亵渎上天。
To the point they set their mouth against the heavens.
哪里有神, 若是有神的话, 我就是神。
Where is God? If there is God, I am God.
一切都靠我自己努力打拼而得来的。
I have gained all this by my own effort.
若是有神的话, 若是神是爱的话,
if there is God, if He is love,
怎么还有地狱的事情呢?
How could there is such a thing called hell?
怎么一个人不信神,
why is the person who does not believe in God
should go to
hell?
若是有这样神的话,
if there is a God like this, I do not believe in either.
他们在说亵渎的话, 得罪神的话,
so they're speaking blaspheming against God.
他们在毁谤所有的人。
They simply slander all the people.
弟兄姊妹，当作诗的人看见这样光景的时候，他说：“神的名归到这里，就喝尽满杯的苦水。”
So when the psalmist observed all this phenomena, and he said, "Therefore, his people return here, and waters of full cup are drained by them."
这句话有很多不。 很难，很多不同的解释，很难的解释，到底是什么意思？
There are many explanations to this verse. It's very hard to expound on this one.
我自己领会就是神名归到这里。
But my personal understanding is that God's name.
就是神的子民在这样情形、在这样环境里面生活的时候。
That is in this kind of circumstance when God's people are living in it.
他们在面对这些恶人这样的藐视这样的心态的时候，他们是吃尽了满杯的苦水。
As they face all the wicked, face all the despising looks from them, the waters of full cup are drained by God's people.
特别在这末了邪恶的时代，离主快要来这一段末了时刻。
Especially in this end time, this wicked time when the Lord is about to return.
当一个人要在敬虔度日是很不容易的。
It is a difficult thing for a person who wants to live a godly life.
当他面对这样环境，面对这样的人的时候，他里面有许多说不出来的苦水。
When he faces circumstances like this, faces people like this, there is some kind of grief indescribable.
往里面喝。
All he could is simply drink the full cup.
并且他们在那里说，神怎能晓得至高者岂有知识呢？
And these wicked people say, how does God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High?
因为他们以为一切所行的神完全不知道。
Because they suppose whatever they have done, God does not know about.
因为他以为没有神。
Because they believe there is no God.
若是有神，神也看不见这些事情。
Even there is God, all these things are invisible to Him.
至高者岂有这样知识呢？
Does the Most High have this kind of knowledge?
神若是全知的神。
If God is the omniscient God.
神若是公义的神。
If God is the righteous God.
他应该叫那些敬虔的人能够逃避许多灾难、许多灾祸才对。
He should have enabled all those godly people to escape from all the plague.
因为神有知识，他知道前面将来要发生什么事情。
since he has the foreknowledge, he knows what's going to happen.
他可以先预先告诉神的百姓,
so he could have told his people beforehand.
他们就可以免去许多灾难,
and his people would make arrangements to escape all these troubles.
弟兄姊妹，这个做事的人， 你看他所面临的这些遭遇， 他所看见的这些环境， 实在是让他不得心怀不平。
Therefore, to this psalmist, from observing all these visible circumstances, these people, of course, he would become envious, he would fret.
所以最后12节他做一个结论, 或是说好像在那里还要再一次的大声的说,
therefore, in the end, it seems that he has to make the same declaration again.
看啊, 这就是恶人。
Behold, these are the wicked.
看啊, 这就是恶人。
Behold, these are the ungodly.
他们既是想安逸, 财宝便增加,
who are always at ease, they increase in riches.
你想, 这样的人怎么会不好呢?
Think of this, a person like this, how come is it possible that he does not
share well?
A wicked person who enjoys a life at ease.
他们财宝是天天的加增,
and their riches increase daily.
这不是人生所追求的目标吗?
Isn't that the very goal of our life?
这不是人生所盼望的一个目的吗?
Isn't the very hope of our life?
若是恶人所过生活, 那我们宁愿做这样的恶人。
Well, since the wicked could lead a life like this, we would rather become wicked too.
做这样一个不信神的人有什么不好呢?
What's wrong being a non-believer?
他们在地上所过日子是那么平安稳妥, 他们所享受是那么丰富。
They lead such a short, easy life on earth, and their possession is so rich.
所以13节,
therefore, verse 13,
他看看他自己,
as you look at himself,
他想想他自己,
and think about what he has gone through.
我实在突然洁净了, 我的心突然洗手表明无辜。
The psalmist said, surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence.
他想想到他自己所过生活,
as he reflects on his very living,
他在那里守节清心的, 好像要讨神的欢喜, 过一个圣别的生活,
there he tried to live a sanctified life, cleansing all his hands.
这一切都是突然, 都是白费了,
all this turned to be wasteful, turned to be vain.
这一切都没有意义, 都没有价值了,
useless, without any value.
追求主乎是主, 跟随主有什么意义呢?
What's all the meaning to pursuing God?
你在那过一个简单朴素的生活有什么意义呢?
What's the point of living a simple, austere life?
再给你有什么好处呢?
What is this? What benefit does this bring?
难怪在马拉基书到末了的时候, 在旧约快要结束的时候,
no wonder in the book of Malachi, when at the very end time of the Old Testament,
马上要进入一个极其黑暗神不再向以色列百姓说话的时候,
as they were about to enter into an extremely dark age when God did not speak to them
again, 当时许多人也是这样说同样的话,
so many people in those days made the same statement.
他们在那里说什么呢?
What did they say there?
他们说侍奉神是徒然的,
they say it's useless to serve God.
说神的吩咐在万军耶和华面前, 苦苦的斋戒有什么益处呢?
What profit is that we have kept his ordinance, that we have walked as mourners before the Lord?
我如今还要称那些狂妄的人是有福的了,
now we call the proud blessed.
并且那些行恶的人, 他们要得被建立,
and those who do wickedness are raised up.
他们虽然在那试探神, 他们还可以逃避灾难,
they even tempt God, but they go free.
这是在那个极其荒凉的一个光景当中, 许多人在那说这样的话,
many people speak this kind of words in that extremely desolate.
你们在神面前在守节清心侍奉神, 苦苦斋戒有什么益处呢? 神能够带给你们什么呢?
What's the point of cleansing your hands, serving God, working as mourners? What can God bring to you?
倒不如像那不信主的人, 那些恶人在地上能够享受一切福乐。
we should have been like all those wicked people who do not believe in God, enjoy all the pleasures of life. What does God bring to you that any benefit is when you serve Him?
你信耶稣神能够带给你什么好处呢?
Believing in Jesus, what does God bring to you?
许多不信主的人, 他们不是过得非常好吗?
Doesn't all the non-believers fare well also?
似乎好像他们过得非常满意,
it seems they live such a satisfactory life.
他们不像信耶稣的人受许多的限制, 好像也不太自由。
They're not like those who believe in Jesus. In every point of life, they seem to be confined without
freedom.
So many ordinances that limit their living.
我们不信耶稣,我们不是过得非常自在自由吗?
We don't believe in Jesus, don't we live a free life with peace?
弟兄姊妹,今天这样声音你曾经听过吗?
Brothers and sisters, have you heard such a voice around you?
难怪作诗的人说我实在突然在那边洁净自己的心灵。
No wonder the psalmist said, I simply cleanse my heart in vain.
我一切所做的都是枉然了,
没有什么价值,
没有什么意义啊。
Everything I do is useless,
is
meaningless. And on top of it, I've been chastened every morning, I've been plagued all the time.
我不信耶稣还好, 一信耶稣难出一大堆,
it would be better if I do not believe in Jesus. Once I believe in Him, so many problems
我做错一点事,
if I do anything wrong, God will train me, will discipline me.
还要给我一些苦头吃,
and I would suffer discipline in His hand.
你说这样信耶稣有什么意义呢?
What's the point of believing Jesus?
从前不信耶稣的时候好像过得还不错,
I seem to have a better life before I believe in Jesus.
能告诉我说信耶稣以后有平安有喜乐,
people told me that after you believe in Jesus you will have peace, you have joy.
但是我信耶稣以后怎么不是这么一回事呢?
But why is it after I believe in Jesus? It's totally a different matter.
为什么信耶稣以后我的丈夫我的太太又对我好像态度又不一样又不好了呢?
Why is it after I believe in Jesus my spouse, my wife, my husband seem to have a different attitude toward me?
好像我同事对我有另外一个眼光来看我,
and my colleagues will look at me a different look.
我稍微提到耶稣的事情, 他们就嘲笑我, 你是迷信, 你是个没有知识的人。
The moment I talk to them about believing Jesus, they will mock me, saying that you have no knowledge, this is superstition.
我在终日受遭难,
all day long I've been plagued.
我每一个早晨来受很多的惩治,
and every morning I've been chastened.
弟兄姊妹,这实在是作诗的人,他里面许多的苦楚。
Oh, brothers and sisters, these are all the griefs that the psalmist bears in his heart.
第十五节说,我若说我要这样讲, 这就是以奸诈待你的重视了。
Verse 15, if I had said I would speak thus, behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children.
意思就是说,我若把前面这样话,这样说出来,这样讲的话呢, 他就是以奸恶,
the psalmist is saying that if I have made known all that I've been thinking of, then I would have been untrue to the generation of your children.
因为若他把这些所看见的光景向神儿女讲出来说,不仅他自己心下垂临沉下去,也会影响许多神的儿女。
Should he really make known all that he has observed, not only would he himself sink down spiritually, but also he would trouble all the God's children, to cause them to be dealt with a big blow in their faith.
但是我们感谢神,
but we thank on God that psalmist does not say so.
他没有这样说,
he has not made such
statements.
All the encounter, all the meditations, he's stores them in his heart. Because still, psalmist is a man who fears God.
弟兄姊妹,什么是一个敬畏神的人呢?
Brothers and sisters, who is the man who fears God?
他知道在神面前应该守住他自己该有一个态度。
He knows that he is supposed to hold fast to the very attitude that he should have before God.
他不会把他所外面所看见这些恶人的行为向许多神儿女在那里讲说。
He would not retell all the wicked behavior of these ungodly people.
他不会把他所看见许多不好的事情在那里传出去。
Nor would he spread all the unpleasant things.
他怕这些会影响到别人的信心。
He's afraid that all these statements would affect other people's faith. He's afraid that he might bring spiritual death to others.
他宁愿自己在神面前受苦,
that he would rather suffer himself before God. And before God, he is willing to learn his lesson.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, are we like the psalmist?
我们今天在看见地上的教会,
as we consider today's church,
当人看见许多不好的事情的时候，人喜欢在那张扬。
When we see so many not good things, then people would like to simply spread it aloud.
借着他的话去影响许多人的信心，打击许多人的信心。
So that this would affect other people's faith to deal a great blow to them.
让他们不能够好好敬虔地活在神面前。
So other people would not be able to live before God.
让他们不能够好好地跟随主来服侍主的爱。
In fear to serve Him, to love Him, to follow Him. However, here we see the psalmist.
他说，他是这样讲的话，他就以奸诈、以诡诈对待那些神的众子。
He said that if I speak thus, then I would have been treacherous to the generation of your children.
所以他在思索这些事情的时候，他说他怎么明白呢？
As he is pondering all these things, how could he understand it?
他眼看时序为难。
It was truly troublesome for the psalmist.
他当他看见这许多事情在他周围发生的时候，他实在没有办法明白到底这是怎么一回事。
As he sees all things happening around him, he simply does not understand how it
goes about.
Why is the God I believe in is such a God?
神不是要公义的神吗？
Isn't God righteous?
为什么不显出他的公义来呢？
Why doesn't he show his righteousness?
他实在眼看实在是很为难。
So this is truly troublesome for him.
他实在不能明白。
He truly cannot understand it.
弟兄姊妹，当你遇到这些事情的时候，你在思索这些事情的时候，你是不是也会这样的感觉呢？
Brothers and sisters, as you encounter these things, as you are mulling over these circumstances, does the same feeling happen to you?
当你面对人生遭遇许多事情的时候，
as you face the so many things of life's storms,
就是人有限知识怎么能彻透呢？
According to man's limited knowledge, how could we fathom it all?
我们看旧约里面那个约伯。
Think of this Job in Old Testament.
约伯曾经落在这样的试炼里面。
And Job exactly fell into the same test.
圣经告诉我们说，约伯是一个完全正直人。
The Bible teaches that Job is perfect, is blameless, righteous.
敬畏神，远离恶事。
Fear God, shun all evil.
所以当他遇到灾难的时候，他几个朋友就来为他要寻找一个答案。
So when he encountered afflictions, some of his friends tried to console him to find out the answer to his problem.
他们从宗教的观点来看，约伯所遭遇的到底是什么意思？
And they tried to explain everything according to the religious viewpoint.
他们从人的哲学里面来看，到底为约伯为什么会遭遇这些灾难？
And they tried to explain away all the situations from their philosophical take.
他们也从人生的经历里面要来解释这些事情。
They try to explain all the things according to man's experiences.
用的这不是，岂不是说今天人对许多人生所遭遇的，也是从这几方面来分析，来上面要找一些答案吗？
Brothers and sisters, doesn't this also speak to us as we encounter circumstances? We try to analyze, try to find answers to all our problems from these perspectives.
人想从宗教里面得到一些的答案。
People try to find the answer in the sphere of religion.
可能那些没有宗教信仰的人，他们想从人生的哲学里面来找这些答案。
Those without religious belief, they will try to find out the answer from a philosophical viewpoint.
有些人要从他人生的经历里面体会，要来解说这一切事情。
And others try to examine the things from their life experiences.
但是人真能够找到答案吗？
So can man really find the
answer? 人面对这些所遭遇的，能够有 怎么一个解释呢？
What kind of answer could we have facing all these experiences?
人怎么彻透这位神呢？
How can man ever fathom this God?
做诗人，他思索，他实在不明白。
Therefore, it is truly troublesome to the psalmist.
他东想西想，他实在是非常困惑。
As he searches high and low, it's still so puzzling to him.
他看到许多事情的时候，他心里实在很过不去。
Therefore, as he observes all these things happening around him, it's just something he cannot get over with. So, brothers and sisters, truly the psalmist is being tried.
感谢神, 从17节以后,
but we thank God that from verse 17, the whole situation is changed.
在这里,
there, the psalmist encounters his turning point.
乃是等他进到神的圣所,
until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their end.
他不是在他自己里面在那边思想寻索这些问题的答案。
No longer was the psalmist thinking, searching the answer within himself.
若是他在自己里面在那边寻找这些答案的话，他越想越不通。
If he was still looking for an answer within himself, the more he did so, the more he couldn't get the answer, the more it seemed troublesome to him. But the moment he went into the sanctuary of God, before God, when he came before the throne of God, as he meditated on all the encounter, his heart was brightened.
他明白过来呀,
he came to his senses.
他清楚这一些所遭遇的意义是什么了,
now it's clear to all the happenings that happened to him.
所以弟兄姊妹, 当我们面对许多人生, 许多无法解释的事情的时候,
brothers and sisters, as we encounter all the inexplicable things in life,
不是凭着我们自己的智慧在那寻找答案,
we should never try to seek the answer by our own means.
我们唯一的路,
the only way for us is to come back before God.
只有回到主的里面来,
come back to the Lord.
在这里你会发觉整个情形不一样了,
and right here, you will see the whole situation is different.
在这里你要看见你的信心在那里要胜过这许多试炼,
here you will see your faith shall prevail against all these tests.
在这里要经历什么是信心的得胜,
here you will experience what is called the victorious in faith. So when the psalmist comes before God, before the throne,
他在思想这些恶人的崛起的时候,
as he was meditating on the end of their these wicked people,
他看见,
there he saw,
你实在把他们安在华地,
surely you set them in slippery places, you cast them down to destruction.
这些恶人, 外面人在, 人看他们的时候,
to our people, as people look at them,
好像是步步上升,
they seem to be ascending every step higher.
当做事的人来到圣所来到神面前看见的时候，他们在神面前是一步一步的往下。
However, as the psalmist came into the sanctuary of God and came before God, he saw these wicked people simply went down step each step lower than the first one.
并且一直滑到地底下。
They had actually been slipping down all the way
滑到地最深处就是阴间,
to the very depth of the whole earth, to Hades.
滑到地的深处就是无底坑,
to the very pit, to the end of the whole earth, that's the is the abyss.
他们要落到那个沉沦的之中。
They will fall into perdition.
弟兄姊妹，这是他们在神面前的一个情形。
Brothers and sisters, these are their exact conditions before God.
他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉。
In a moment, they became so desolate.
他们在神面前，在人面前好像是非常兴旺。
It seems that they were still prospering before men.
非常丰富，非常发达。
They were doing so well with much abundance.
但是他们在神面前呢,
but what they're standing before God?
他们转眼之间,
in a moment, everything they possess being brought to desolation.
成为乌有,
becomes nothing.
并且他们要被惊恐灭尽了,
and they are utterly consumed with terror.
当他们活在地上, 在人面前的时候,
as they live on earth before men,
他们面对 第一次的死亡,
as they face the first death,
好像人看他们是平安的这样离开这个世界,
when people view them as they pass away so peacefully,
一点没有疼痛的感觉,
without any pain,
但是他们在神面前呢,
But before God,
他们面对那个第二次死亡的时候
as they face the second death,
他们真的恐惧与战惊
they tremble, they fear,
因为他要面对神那个永远的审判
because they are going to face God's eternal judgment now.
他们在恐惧当中他们要进到灭亡里面
in terror, they will enter into eternal perdition.
弟兄姊妹，这就是恶人的崛起。
Brothers and sisters, this is the end of the wicked.
转眼之间
，in a moment，
时间不会太长
，and the time won't be that long，
一下子就来到了。
In a moment, that time will come.
第二十节说，人睡醒了怎样看梦
？Verse 20, as a dream when one awakes.
主啊，你醒了也必照样轻看他们的影像。
So Lord, when you awake, you shall despise their image.
人睡醒了怎样看梦
？As man wakes up, from his dream and
doing, 我们都有做梦的经验
and we all have the experience of dreaming.
有时候我们在做梦的时候梦到我们花了大彩
Sometimes in our dream we see, oh, we make hit the jackpot.
我们真的中了彩券
Oh, we win the lottery.
我们在梦中欢喜快乐跳跃
We're so jubilant and we're jumping up and down.
当你一睡一醒的时候，你再回头看梦的时候呢
But the very moment you wake up and you think about your dream,
你发觉原来一场空
and you say, oh, everything.It's gone. It's just a vapor.
你发现一切都是不真实的。
Everything is unreal.
弟兄姊妹，这就是人睡醒了，他看他所做梦的时候的一个情形。
Brother and sister, this is the exactly condition when a person wakes up from his dream.
当有一天这些人从睡醒过来的时候，他们来看他们在人生地上所经过这些事情的时候，好像看梦一样。
So likewise, when all these wicked people one day when they wake up from their death and then when they reflect on their previous life, that's just like a dream to them.
原来一切都是不实际的。
Everything is unreal.
原来一切都是不过是梦而已。
Everything is just a dream.
一切都是空的。
Everything is vain.
当主说，他说，主啊，你醒来也必照样轻看他们的。
So the psalmist says, So Lord, when you awake, you shall.Despite their image.
今天好像恶人一切所行的，好像鼠在那睡觉。
Today, as though our Lord is sleeping, not seeing whatever the wicked are doing.
好像神看不见他们一切所做的。
As though our Lord cannot see all they're doing.
所以好像神在那里没有什么作为，没有什么动作。
So it seems God has kept his peace, doing nothing.
但是感谢神，有一天主要醒过来。
But we thank God that one day the Lord will wake up.
有一天当复活早晨来到时候
，When the resurrection morning dawns.
那就是主再来的时候，就是主复活的时候。
That's the time when the Lord comes the second time. When that's the time when the Lord awakes.
主要看他们，轻看他们，像一个影像而已。
The Lord will despise them as though they're just images.
他们所经过的人生都是一个不实在的人生。
So all the lives these wicked people have gone through are not our lives without real reality.
用什么？这就是作诗的人，等他进到神面前来说，他看见这些恶人，他们最终的结局是非常可怜、悲惨的。
So, brothers and sisters, this psalmist, as he entered into the sanctuary of God, as he considered their end, he believed that their life was actually tragic, as deplorable.
另外一方面，他看他自己的本相。
And on the other hand, he also has seen his very own being.
他看见他是怎样一个人。
What kind of people, what kind of person this psalmist?
他说，因而我心里发酸，肺腑被刺。
He said, thus my heart was grieved and I was vexed in my mind.
当他进到圣所来到神面前的时候，他看见他自己的罪恶。
As he entered the sanctuary of God before him, he saw his very own sin.
他看见他对这些事情反应是这样子，不讨神的欢喜。
He saw all his response to the circumstances was so displeasing to God.
他看见那些恶人横通的时候，他心里许多抱怨，许多不平。
As he saw the wicked prospering, he was filled with complaints and this feeling of unfairness.
他不仅对那些恶人不平，他对神也是不平。
Not only he fret about his wicked, he even fretted about his God.
因为他在怀疑神。
There he was doubting his God.
好像神不是一个爱的神。
As though God was not a God of love.
好像神也不是一个公义的神。
Nor was he the God of righteousness.
所以他心里发酸。
Therefore, he heart was grieved.
他会伏在那边好像受刺激，他伤痛。
And he was vexed in his mind. He was agonizing.
所以他想到他自己，他说我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类一类。
And when he thought of himself, he said, "I was so foolish, ignorant. I was like the brute beast before God."
因为他是这样一无知愚昧的人。
He was really such a foolish, ignorant person.
就像畜类一样。
Like animals.
他对神认识居然是这样的认识。
The kind of anger. Standing he had toward his God was so little. And he was so responding to all the wicked behaviors. Truly he was the one who did not know his God. He did not understand his God's heart. Brothers and sisters, don't we also feel we are so foolish and ignorant as we come before him? Why did we react such a way toward many things?
做了神的恶意所表现出来都是血气，都是肉体。
As God's children, we exhibit all the flesh.
表现出来都是苦毒的事情。
All the bitterness in our flesh.
看见人在那里好像有得意的时候，人发达的时候，我们就在那嫉妒，我们就在那回，甚至讲一些毁谤的话。
We become envious, even to the point of slandering others who are doing so well.
这一切都在神的光中里面受了光照。
Everything of this, every bit of it is being enlightened in the light of God.
感谢神，他不仅在那里看见自己的光景。
We thank God that not only does the psalmist see his own true skin,
他更是看见这个信实，这神是良善的神。
But he also comes to realize that his God is good, is faithful.
然而我常与你同在，你缠着我的右手。
Verse 23, Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand.
为什么第二节在说，当他看见这些情形的时候，他的脚几乎失散，他的脚险些要滑底呢？
Why is it in verse 2, when the psalmist saw everything happening around him, he said his feet had almost stumbled, his steps had all nearly slipped.
虽然他信心受了打击，但是他没有跌倒。
Right there, even though his face was being tested, was being being attacked, but he did not fall. He did not fall headlong. None of these has become a stumbling block to him. And the reason is because God is being
attacked.
God has been upholding his right hand with his very own arm.
原来不知道的。
This is something he did not realize.
他之所以不失散、不跌倒，可能他以为他自己还有点信心。
The reason that he did not stumble, the reason that he did not slip, at the beginning he thought maybe because of his little faith that he still had.
他在光中原来看见是神的手在扶住了他。
But in the light of God, he now realized that it is God's hand who had been sustaining him.
于是他只是几乎而已，没有跌倒。
Therefore, in verse 2. Nearly, almost stumbled.
神仍然因着他的信实，神仍然是那个良善的神，在那保守了他。
God is still good, because of his very own faithfulness.
保守这位清心的人。
To protect this one who has a pure heart.
并且他看见，你要以你的训言引导我。
And also the psalmist says. You will guide me with your counsel.
他看见神要用他的话来引导他走这条道路。
The psalmist sees that God will guide him to walk in his way.
神的话要成为他的亮光。
And God's word will become his light.
叫他不再活在许多阴影黑暗的里面。
So no longer should he live in darkness of shadow.
并且最后要接我到荣耀里。
And in the end, God will receive the psalmist into glory.
原来他看见他最终的结局命运和那些恶人是完全不同的。
So he sees now his end is so totally different from the end of those wicked.
他知道有一天神要把他接到荣耀里面。
He knows one day God will receive him into glory.
这是神的信实。
And this is God's faithfulness.
用什么？这是作诗的人来到圣所里面所发生的故事。
Brothers and sisters, this is the story of the psalmist as he entered into the sanctuary of God.
所以他在这里，他能够再次向神说。
So here once again, he said this to God.
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you.
他看见他所要的乃是神的自己。
He saw that the very one he wanted is God himself.
他所追求的、所爱慕的乃是神自己。
The very pursuit, the very desire of his is God himself.
不是符合的。
It's not blessing, it's not joy.
不是那些短暂的平安。
It's not a transitory peace.
正如我们刚所唱的诗歌，我所追求的是神自己。
Just as the hymn we just sang, it is God that's the goal of my pursuit.
不是苦役的，不是以平安。
It's not blessing, it's not a peace, it's not joy.
先信弟兄 A.B. Simpson 作诗也是这样说。
And Brother Simpson, A.B. Simpson wrote a hymn, and he says this.
从前我所要的乃是，赐福的神。
I used to go after the God who blesses.
现在我所要的是主的自己。
But now that I want is God himself.
用什么？当我们在地上行走的时候，我们常常开始的时候，我们所追求就是福乐而平安。
Brothers and sisters, as we walk in this world, the very beginning stage of our life is always pursuing blessing, peace, and joy.
当我们信耶稣的时候，我们里面也常常存着这样一个期待。
And when we first, this is our beginning hoping in the Lord.
当我信耶稣的时候，我求神赐给我平安喜乐，保守我身体强壮，没有病痛。
When I first believed in the Lord, I would say, "Oh Lord, grant me this peace and joy and a healthy body without any disease."
让我一切都能够顺利。
So everything would go well with me.
在我生活里面没有什么难处。
There are no problems in my life.
神有一天要慢慢带我们到另外一个境界。
But God eventually one day will lead us into another realm.
神要让我们经过许多事情的时候
，He after He has allowed us to go through many kind of things.
让我们知道我们所爱慕、我们所追求的他自己。
Will let us know that the very pursuit, the very desire of our heart should be Himself.
然后他一句说：“我的肉体，我的心肠衰残。”
And then the psalmist continues to say, "My flesh and my heart fail."
当我们在地上行走的时候，慢慢我们看见我们这个朽坏的身体慢慢要衰残。
As we walk in this world, we will see that this body will decay, will fail.
但是感谢神，神是我心里的力量。
But we thank God that God is the strength of my heart.
当我们常常来到圣所，进到神面前的时候，我们在那里，我们里面的人在被次更新。
As we enter the sanctuary of God, we come in His presence. Our inner person once again is renewed.
虽然外局要毁坏，但是里面的人是一天新似一天。
Although outwardly, the body is decaying day by day, but our inner person is renewed.
因为神是我心中的力量。
Because God is the strength of my heart.
他是我的福分，
and He is my portion forever.
他才是我要所得到的真正的祝福。
He is the very bliss that I am pursuing.
正如大卫作诗这样说。
Just as David when he wrote this song.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的分。
The Lord is my inheritance. He is my portion, the portion of my cup.
我的产业是在佳美之地。
My lot has fallen into a pleasant land.
神所要赐给我们。产业乃是将来永远那不朽坏的产业。
The inheritance that God wants to give us is the one in the future incorruptible.
我们看见作诗的人在这里整个心开朗了。
And right here we see the psalmist's heart seems to be brought into light.
他整个心明亮过来了。
And brought into this enlargement.
弟兄姊妹，这只有在圣所里面才发生这些事情。
Brothers and sisters, this could only happen in the sanctuary of God.
只有当一个人进到神面前的时候。这些事情就成为我们的经历。
Only when a person comes in the presence of God, and all these things will be turned into the life experience of ours.
所以到最后二十七、二十八可以说是他一个结论。
So verses 27 and 28 is the psalmist's conclusion.
当他经过这些熬炼、经过这些试炼，并且进到从这些试炼里面出来的时候。
When the psalmist has gone through all these trials and purging, and when he comes out of them all.
作诗人在这里有一个结论。
And here the psalmist comes to his own conclusion.
第一个就是说，远离你的必要死亡，凡离弃你的心先，你都灭绝。
First, those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry.
不信主远离神的人。
All those who do not believe in God and those who are far away from Him.
最终必要死亡。
whose final end is death.
当人行走在地上，一切都是为了满足自己肉体需要，有一天他们都要灭亡。
If we walk on earth doing everything for the gratification of our flesh, one day we'll all be
consumed.
But a child belonging to God,
一个愿意倾心活在主面前的人,
a man who is willing to live before God with a pure heart,
他也知道一件事情,
he also knows one thing,
亲近神是与我有益处的,
that is, it is good for me to draw near to God.
亲近神就让我们里面就能够清楚明白神许多的作为。
Drawing near to God enables us to understand from my heart all of God's ways, His words.
人就能明白神的心意。
We're able to understand His counsel and purpose.
在这里他就能够以耶和华为他的避难所。
And here he will trust in the Lord, make the Lord his refuge.
当他面对人生许多遭遇无法解释、无法明白的事情。
As he encounters all the things inexplicable, unavoidable.
当他在那亲近神的时候，他就能够成耶神耶和华就成为他避难的时候，外面就不能够来搅扰他。
As he draws near to God.The Lord God has become his refuge and nothing can disturb him.
许多风波就不能够侵犯到他。
All the storms of life cannot encroach on him.
他的信心在那里得到保护。
And there his faith is being protected.
他向神的信靠在那里就得到坚定。
And there his trust in God is being strengthened.
并他知道这一切都是为了叫他述说神一切的作为。
And the psalmist knows in his heart that all these things happened so that he could declare all God's word.
当他有这样的经历的时候,
when he has this kind of experiences,
他看见神的意念, 神的道路高过人的意念, 高过人的道路。
When he sees that God's thought, God's way is high above man,
他知道这是神奇妙的作为。
He knows that this is God's wonderful work.
并且他在神面前有这样的经历。
And because of his experiences before God,
所以他在那里就可以述说神这一切的作为。
He is able to declare all of God's work in such a way.
他在那里所有的经历就成为他一个见证。
And all his life experiences have now become the his testimony.
他在那里就能够再一次见证，在那里再一次的说。
There once again he declares, he bears witness that.
神是在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
God truly is good to Israel, to such as pure in heart.
神是在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
God is truly good and gracious to those who are pure in heart.
这一次的宣告呢，是一个信心得胜的宣告。
This once more declaration now has become the declaration of a victorious faith.
因为这个信心是经过试验而得来的一个信心。
This faith has only been obtained through the testing.
这个信心才是一个真实的信心。
Which is the real faith.
这个信心才是一个活的信心。
And this is a living faith.
这个信心在神面前才能够被神悦纳的信心。
Oh, so this is the faith pleasing to God.
这个信心在神面前是可以得到神的称赞的信心。
And this faith is praiseworthy in God's presence.
作诗的人最后能够再一次见证说。
So the psalmist at the very end could testify one more time.
神是良善的。
God is good.
神对以色列那些轻信人实在是良善的。
God is good to Israel, to such as pure in heart.
因为他永远是那个信实可靠的神。
Because forever he is a faithful, trustworthy God.
神是永远成为神儿女所依靠的那一位。
Forever he is the very one his children can trust in.
人纵然失信，他仍然是可信。
Even though man could become faithless, but God is faithful.
他最后能够见证说神是 good, God is good.
Therefore, the psalmist toward the end could once again testify that God is good.
神是良善的。
God is good.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们有这样的经历，有这样学习的时候
，Brothers and sisters, should we have this kind of experiences and this kind of learning?
我们不仅在开头在那里是一个信心的宣告。
Not only would we make this declaration at the very beginning.
当我们经过人生许多遭遇的时候，我们再来。坚定这句话，那实在是个更真实的话。
But after we've been through all the life storms in our experiences, we can once again redeclare the same statement, and this is a sure, steadfast statement.
这样信心的宣告才会叫人信心得以坚固。
And this kind of declaration of faith can help strengthen other people's faith. Because this is his personal own experience. This is the solid experience he has gained in God.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天能够从这个作诗的经里面，也能够有这样学习。
So, brothers and sisters, let's all learn from the psalmist's experience. Let's exercise ourselves in the same experience.
我们承认，当我们面对用我们的眼睛看这个整个周围所发生的事情。
We confess as we observe all the visible things happening around us.
我们都是凭眼睛的话。
But if we only walk by sight,
许多事情会让我们上胆, 让我们灰心,
so many things will make us lose heart, we become despaired.
但是感谢神, 保罗告诉我们说,
but we thank God that through Paul, he teaches,
我们行事为人不是凭眼见, 而是凭信心,
we do not walk by sight, but by faith.
这个信心只有在神的里面才能看见,
and this faith is only visible in God.
就在神的光中, 我们才能看见这个信心的价值。
And we could only see the very value to this faith in the light of God. May the Lord command His grace among us.
Father,
so that throughout all our life experiences, we will be like the
psalmist.
There we could bear witness of our God. There we can declare all of our God's words. Bear witness in that God is good to Israel, to such as pure in heart. Because forever He is the faithful God. Brother, would you please conclude this sermon with your prayer?
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你， 因为你再次向我们说话。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for once again you have spoken to us.
也让我们看到， 当我们还在奔走这条属灵的道路上， 我们该持的何种的态度。
You have told us what attitude we should have as we walk this spiritual road that you have set before us.
虽然这道路时常很艰难，
although this road may be very difficult,
虽然这代价时常很重大,
and the cost may be very great,
但主,
we know that you are God.
你知道我们该担何种的担子,
you know all of our needs.
唯愿藉着你恩手的扶持, 我们能一直对你忠心, 定睛仰望在我们恩主的身上,
that through your gracious hand we may keep our focus upon the Lord.
因为你恩待那清心的人,
because you are gracious to those who are faithful.
也是在那荣耀里, 你是我们的奖赏,
and in glory you are our great reward.
再次谢谢我们的主,
once again we thank our Lord.
听我们的祷告,
please hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求,
we pray in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.